Now, I'm not sure whether Pat Pagano is going to work here this morning because I had an update of Skype this morning, and whenever you get an update of Skype, things always tend to go kablooey. You there, Pat?
I'm here.
All right, so we survived the Skype update.
You survived. Yeah. That is good. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
All right, and Merry Christmas to you. Now, I've got a thing on my share your screen, browse the web, view documents together, start a presentation. That's what it says on my Skype screen now.
I'm sorry it says that on yours. It doesn't say anything on mine.
I'm afraid to delete it.
Yeah, really?
So now,
yes.
We got about, I would say, between 3/4 of an inch and 2 inches of snow.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, they'll still be around, you know. There's snow showers.
Now,
you know,
is it going to be cloudy or sunny today?
It will begin to clear. This afternoon, you'll get some sunshine. So that means, you know, again, with temperatures easily in the mid-30s, they will be melting. So you may have just a little bit of a dusting left tonight for Christmas Eve. And certainly whatever is left tonight will stay because it'll be in the mid-20s. But Christmas Day will be partly sunny at a high of 40. So more will melt.
So don't take the sleds out.
right. Christmas night, partly cloudy, mid-20s. Wednesday, sunny clouds, 40. Thursday, sunny, 40. Friday, it is a Marshall Miles alert day.
Yeah.
Rain and mild in the 50s.
Well, is it going to be about 55?
Yeah.
Well, then I can stomach about 55.
Okay, well, that's good. It looks like it will get a little colder over the weekend. So we'll be back into the 30s, but no big deal. So we escaped it. And, you know, Mama Pagano's theory, not bad. I mean, when you think about it, on the 13th, Thursday, 2 weeks ago, we had a light snow. You remember.
Yeah.
And she says usually what happens on St. Lucie's Day happens on Christmas Day. This is happening on Christmas Eve Day. So it was the day before, but it was pretty close. So I hope everybody's happy about that.
Now, what do the long-range forecast look like for New Year's Eve?
I think we're going to be okay. Right. You know, we may have a little bit of snow again to deal with, but if that comes in, that would be, again, Sunday night into Monday, not Monday night into Tuesday.
All right.
And, of course, and then the only other storm will be the one on Friday, and that for us will be rain. The Midwest and the Plains will have a blizzard.
Now,
they'll get a blizzard by the time it gets to us. It'll be rain.
Is it going to be bitter cold on New Year's Eve?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Nope. I told you last week we have to wait 2 to 3 weeks for the MJO to kick in, or the polar vortex, however you want to call it, and start really bringing in the brutal air. So I think there will be cold surges prior to that, but I'm talking about a real cold regime, and that should start, I would guess, right around the middle part of January. Wishful thinking.
I'll go with MJO because I hate the term polar vortex.
Yes, so do I.
Because it was so abused 2 years ago and 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
Everything was a polar vortex.
Everything, right. They grab onto it. Just like, you know, remember the year with the planetary alignment that everything was
Yeah.
And everything was planetary alignment. Nowadays, it's the polar vortex and the wall.
That's right, the wall.
That's what you hear about, the wall and the polar vortex.
The wall.
I'm tired of hearing about the wall. I really am.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Yeah, exactly. But anyhow, so I don't know about you, but I'm with the gift stuff, I'm all done. So that's good. And I'll tell you, Marshall, people out there who bake, we'll obviously say, Pat, you are right. Baking is no simple task.
No, it's terrible.
I started Saturday in the afternoon, and I had to really abandon it because I thought we weren't going out to dinner until 7:30.
Wrong.
And I got a call at 4 saying that they were expecting us. Joanne and her husband, Vinny, were expecting us at 6, and that we had to leave at 5. So, and it was 3:00, and I said, well, that's it. So I had to stop what I was doing,
and you're making dressed, get showered, right.
You know, and I left everything out. If you walked into my kitchen, Sunday morning, you said, what is going on? Because they left all the pots, you know, all of the, everything that I needed, the flour, everything. I left everything out so I could do it after church. So here's the funny thing. So we get to Joanna Vitti's, and we're basically standing around her center table in the middle of the kitchen, the island. And, you know, the food is being cooked, and she's talking, and she's a funny person, Joanne. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the panel of wood above her stove that basically looks like doors but is not doors but covers the exhaust from her stove came flying down, grabbing all of her good Santa porcelain knickknacks, crashing them on the floor. I pulled her out of the way. It just missed her. And her husband looked. What is going on? And I said, she didn't do a thing, Vinny. And, you know, of course, they swept it up. And then the thing was heavy as could be. So he said, well, we're just, you know, we're not going to put it up. He says, Joanne, you'll have to call the cabinet guy and get him in on Monday. I said, what are your chances of getting this guy down on Monday on Christmas Eve?
It's not happening.
Yeah, Joanne's like, oh, my goodness. She said, maybe how can I leave my kitchen like this? It looks terrible. I got all these people coming. I said, Vinny, go downstairs. Do you have eye hooks? He says, yeah. I said, you have wire? He goes, yeah. I said, bring it up. So we got on. I got on the step stool. And I put an eye hook on the back wall. I had to put an eye hook in the panel. I took the wire. I tripled it. I went from one eye hook to the eye hook behind the door. And then the door, of course, you know, just goes in naturally. It's got all these little things to hold. I said, so look, Vinny, if worse comes to worse and the door got loose again, it's not going to fall. The wire will hold it up. She was so relieved. You know, I said, boy, you know, Bob, did you know that Bob Vila goes every place, even at Christmas?
That's right. How much did she lose all the porcelain stuff?
Yeah. And she's very upset. One of the ceramic snowmen she had gotten from, she said B. Altman's. And she said, it's been years and it's no longer available. It was one of her best pieces. She was very upset.
Tell her to go on eBay.
And see if she finds it there.
She'll find it. She'll find. Somebody will have one.
So that was that. And, you know, and then we ate dinner. We had dessert. Came home. Went to church yesterday morning. The minute I got home from church after breakfast, I started baking. And I baked, and did metro weather. You know, get everything ready for this morning. From 10 yesterday morning until 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I can't tell you how my back was killing me. Marshall killing me from standing up all day.
Well, I know, I believe it. I believe it. Of course it will kill you.
It's so labor-intensive. I made pfeffernuss for the first time. Did you like them?
Yeah.
They came out great. So that was my new cookie for this year.
Well, what I did was something which I haven't done in a long time.
Uh-oh.
And no, it's actually good. Since my mother passed away, closest members of my family, no one's close. I mean, Sharon and Harvey, my aunt and uncle, have a house up here, but also in the city. My uncle Glenn Lowe's lived up here, but he passed away a couple of years ago. So my brother moved back, my brother Mark. And so we got together last night for what I thought was going to be just drinks, but it was drinks and a dinner at a very nice local restaurant. And, you know, about 4 o'clock, I was meant to meet him. So about 3 o'clock, I called the restaurant and said, I better get reservations. People told me, oh, no, it's the Sunday night. You'll be fine. Well, I got reservations. Pat, I want to tell you, there wasn't a seat at a table. There wasn't a seat at a booth. The bar was packed, and they were standing 3 deep at the bar. And the place was just crawling with people.
You know, because probably a lot of people did exactly what I did. You know, last night, I mean, there was no way that I was cooking after baking all day long and washing dishes and putting everything away. So I called out. But even when I called out for Chinese food. Normally, they're here in 15 minutes. It was an hour. An hour wait. That's how busy they were.
Well, I had some pork gyoza to start, and then the iceberg wedge with a nice tomato dressing to go with that. It was just great. I haven't been to the Woodlands in a long time, and it's simply the most consistent restaurant within a 100-mile radius. The food's always good, excellent.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I want to take the opportunity to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas, and Marshall, of course, to you and yours, very Merry Christmas. All I could say is thank you for being one of my favorite clients.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, and I'll speak to you in a day or so.
You got it.
Happy Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center.